Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
My question to you, Seth C. Payne, before we get to the power ranking of the power rankings, would you pay $35.89 for the following drink? The Astros, this is according to Chandler Rome, tweeted this last night. The Astros are selling an electric Haderade drink, H-A-D-E-R, yeah. So in honor of Josh Hader, during the wild card series, which contains lemonade, blue, is it Curacao? How do we pronounce that? Hey, Ben, you drink all the time. Is it C-U-R-A-C-A-O?
Curacao.
Curacao, okay.
And I've never known how to pronounce it.
I've never seen Ben have a drink ever in his hand.
I see it on the fancy drink menu all the time at restaurants, and I've never actually said it or remembered hearing it.
Kind of rolls off the tongue. Yeah. Curacao, yeah. Lemonade, blue Curacao, tequila, Sprite, a tagine rim, cherry, and lime garnish.
I guess I'd have to know how juiced up is that thing for $38.
It's very fruity.
Gonna be like, man, a Long Island iced tea where there's like five drinks in one there or not?
That's too much fruit for me, man.
Yeah, that's not my thing. But
for $35.89, it's definitely not my thing.
Isn't there they've got a special bottle for it though too, right?
It better come with a, yes, dude.
But it's not going to be a glass bottle, probably, right? It could be. Yeah. So if it's a nice big glass fancy drink, then
if it comes with a souvenir container,
commemorative wild card round container, that's what does it for me.
Okay.
I'm basically paying $35 for the container and $3 for the drink.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right, so power ranking of the power rankings. Let's do this. And has NFL.com put up their power rank? NFL.com's website is the worst website. It just loads so poorly, and their power rankings aren't up yet. So we'll just go with four sets of them.
Your loss, NFL.com.
Your loss. I got to find a fifth set of power rankings to replace.
We just got somebody laid off at NFL.com.
Well,
they do about one per day.
Be better about, yeah, I know.
You know?
You can join the club.
Hey, there's a sports radio host complaining about the website not being up.
You're fired.
Who should we fire? Fire the only guy that we have left in charge of that very thing. We'll never put it up again.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. So I've got four sets of power rankings, and at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, we power rank these specific outlets based on how they've treated our Houston Texans. So, number four on the list, SI.com.
I'm guessing they've got the Texans at 13.
They have the Texans at 10th.
Okay.
So the lowest there, they're in the top 10 of the four major power rankings that we use. Connor Orr, SI.com.
Actual human being, not AI.
Down, interesting thing, down two from last week. Mm-hmm. So the Jacksonville win did not impress Connor Orr.
Well, the big thing that, when you look at the standings, the thing that jumps out at you is like, oh, okay, the Texans are minus 15 in scoring differential.
Yeah.
You know, usually you like to see a team that's got a winning record, but also has scored more points than their opponent. And right now, the Texans have played three games down to the wire that didn't seem like they should have been theoretically down to the wire, and then you got blown out once. So that's about what it feels. It's where they are right now.
Here's what he says. The most encouraging part of this Texans win may have been the nature of the slog. At almost no point did this game look beautiful. Stephon Diggs had to take a very cool throwback that we actually saw Jared Goff score on Monday by himself. even on the final touchdown play that won the game for the Texans, was an all-out commitment from everyone on that offense to sell the Jags on a run play to the opposite side.
Yeah.
Which I, okay.
That's,
is that
yeah,
a mark
that's kind of a weird, it was
that
a
mark, is that a mark against them?
It's a well-executed sprint out or boot. Like, yeah, okay.
This is why you're...
They had to resort to a play-action pass on the goal line. Oh,
that
gosh,
worked.
Yeah. Nobody ever wants that. And what the hell are you talking about?
Wide-open Daria Gavalale. Like, what the hell? That's why you're last place, Connor, or you're fourth.
You know what I think it was is that I guess maybe in his mind, it's if it's a game winner, it should be a fade to Nico or something.
Oh,
or
something a little more romantic.
Or yeah, something that looks a little bit more electric.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that is a weird little jab to
it
throw
is.
In there.
Yeah, yeah. Even their final play that scored the winning touchdown. Like, who the hell cares how they scored the winning touchdown? All right, so they're fourth out of four. SI.com. Number three, ESPN.com. They have the Texans holding steady right now in their eyes at eighth. So the Texans are eighth in the eyes of. ESPN.com. Their category this week, Seth, that they opine on in these for each team, biggest issue on defense. Before I tell you what it is that DJ Bienemae chose for this, ESPN beat writer, what would you say is the biggest issue on defense?
Oh, I think there's two things. One is that I need to see a more menacing pass rush, but that's, I think, what's keeping them from being a really, really good defense. So the sum total of it would be the thing that I can see really starting to hurt him versus good teams is the run defense. It's
run
showing
defense.
More and more chinks in the armor.
Okay.
So I think DJ said run defense.
He said safeties in coverage.
Oh yes. Dang it. That's
safeties
a better answer.
Coverage.
That's a much better answer.
Sorry. Seth has to get a buzz on that, Ben. Sorry about that.
All right. Yeah. Now, not yet, though. Because did DJ mention Jalen Petrie as a safety or as a cornerback?
Let me read to you what he said. Houston safeties are getting picked on. Come on. ESPN.com's website. You're horrible. Houston safeties are getting picked on by opposing offenses. The Texans run cover four on 34% of first and second downs. So teams run play action to make the safeties cover vertical routes, which is part of why the Texans have allowed the second most yards off play action on early downs. Also, foes are putting their better wide receivers in the slot to match them up against those safeties.
Jalen
Petrie. Him by name.
Yeah. He's not a safety. Everybody is telling me he's a slot corner. And I'm looking around like, no, the hell he is not. And I didn't think the Texans would use him in the slot as much as they have. But oh, yes, the hell they have. And it's not. He's not a slot corner.
Yeah.
He's a nickel linebacker. So, right. I think by virtue of DJ including him in the safety group, but not by name, just shows you the issue you have there. Is that Jalen Petrie, when he's in the slot, is playing a lot more like a linebacker slash safety and not a cornerback.
Yep. Good enough for third on the power ranking of the Power Rankings ESPN. All right, we're getting to it. Number two, Power Rank the Power Rankings. Number two, TheAthletic.com has the Texans seventh. But similar to SI.com, they bumped them down two spots from last week. The Athletic had them fifth last week. This Jacksonville win has not impressed some of the people out on these here streets.
No. And this is, we've noticed this just even leading up to last week. If there's one thing that happens when the Texans play the Jaguars, nobody really notices much at all or talks about it or anything. I mean, it's just dead out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was just no luster to this. And imagine that. That's Trevor Lawrence versus CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
And if anything, I think it's almost an emotional vote against the Texans. Like, come on, entertain me. Titillate me.
I know.
Give me what I promised in the preseason prediction.
Putting a 20 in your G-string right now, and you're doing nothing.
All these writers and everybody, myself included, all these people that gushed over the potential of this offense, right now, they're feeling a little bit put out. Like, hey, wait a second. Where are my fireworks, Daddy?
Yep.
I was promised fireworks.
Yes. I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Yes.
It was funny. If you go back and look at the articles from Week 12 last year when Trevor Lawrence came in here and threw for 360, and the Jags beat the Texans in a game that if the Texans had won, they'd have been in first place in the AFC South. Mm-hmm. The Jags won, so they were in first place. The articles that day, like the Mike Sandos and the Peter Kings of the world, were all about, like, this is the rivalry that's going to carry the AFC South to glory for the next decade.
Yeah, and the Jaguars
Stroud
are going to be the
Lawrence.
Yes, and you know, the Jaguars were at all but shoo-ins. At one point, the odds were so heavily in favor 98%. Of them winning the division.
Yeah.
And it's just been nothing but downhill since then.
Like, literally. It's been
since that victory.
Yes. Yeah. Here's what The Athletic says about the
Texans.
Except
the Texans aren't making it as, like, an extreme difference. It should be at this point. It should be, wow, look at that. Texans are firing on all
They're
cylinders, and
racing.
The Jaguars are down at the bottom of the heap.
No, we're losing. We're losing ground in the power rankings after a win. This is what The Athletic said, by the way, about the Texans. The Texans did okay in the 2024 draft, considering they didn't have a first-round pick. This must be the topic they're doing, like, how are the rookies?
Yeah.
Their top four picks are pitching in, starting with second-round cornerback Kamari Lassiter, who is starting, tied for the team lead in tackles on Sunday with six. Ooh. The real story against the Jags, though, was Nico Collins, the 2021 third-round pick who had 151 receiving yards Sunday and leads the NFL. Leads the NFL with 489 this season. This is me talking now, not this article. He's 100 yards ahead of the next closest guy.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, Nico's having an insane year so far, statistically.
Where's Tyreek Hill?
Dude.
He looked frustrated last night.
There, yeah. He's going to be frustrated all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Is there talk of them sending him back to
Florio
Kansas
tried to
City?
Push it this morning.
Oh, is that?
Okay. It said, it's a Florio said it's thing? Easy. It was one of those things where it almost feels like he's trying to report it like it's an active rumor out there where he's the one creating the actual rumor.
Good job,
he's
Florio. Saying,
it's easy to connect the dots between Tyreek Hill and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's easy.
Yeah.
It's one of the most obvious things in the world. He did that with Sean Payton and the Cowboys forever. Remember?
Oh, yeah,
it's like
10
straight years he was trying to push that.
Yep.
So I would be really surprised if that happened.
Why would two? I mean, he just signed a big contract extension with the Dolphins. So I'm sure there's cap
ramifications. It would be really, really hard to do it, get complicated. And like, I'm not saying Kansas City wouldn't do it under the right circumstances, but these aren't the right circumstances, I don't think.
I don't think so either. All right, last one. Number one, power ranking of the power rankings. How about our guy Pete Prisco? Who I believe makes Jacksonville home, right?
He lives in Jacksonville. He and Vaselli do a show together.
CBSSports.com, Pete Prisco. He has the Texans all the way up at number three.
Oh, my gosh.
Number three, behind only the Chiefs
all right.
and the Vikings.
Okay. What's he say?
He says this. They didn't play great against the Jags, but they found a way. They have to start scoring touchdowns. The offensive line is a problem.
Yeah, the offensive line is a problem. Damn. I agree with everything you said, but I don't see where that puts them up at number three right now. If I were D'Amico and I read that, I'd be like, oh, come on, Pete. Are you serious? I'm trying to tell these guys that they need to be better, even though they got a 3-1 record, and now you're putting us second overall or third overall?
Yeah.
No,
he's got the Buccaneers fourth.
He's got the Texans above the Ravens?
Yeah, he's got the Ravens sixth.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got the Ravens sixth. He's got the Lions fifth.
This is an engagement
Buccaneers
special
fourth.
Here.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the Buccaneers, I will say this, because the Buccaneers are a part of this message as well, that everybody that was freaking out that they lost to the Vikings 34-7, like, are they still a Super Bowl contender? Are they this? Are they still that? It's one game. The Lions, if they had a real field goal kicker, would have been in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
They lost 38-6. Midway through the season in a game last season.
The whole thing about the Bills right now is if you look at when you jump to conclusions too early, they played very, very impressively in their second and third games especially versus the Dolphins and the Jaguars.
Yes.
So I like, and they looked way better than the Texans have at any point. They certainly looked way better against the Jaguars as that. But in terms of them being, you know, an unstoppable force, and while Josh Allen has become, look at what Josh Allen has transformed into, and all of that. I think perhaps people got a little ahead of themselves in that regard. Mm-hmm. So Buffalo, even though one game doesn't matter, I think it was a good reminder that we jumped to a lot of conclusions early on. And Big Bad Buffalo doesn't look quite as scary as they did before. And like any other team in the league, they've got their flaws.
Yep.
But full credit that they beat the snot out of the Jaguars, where the Texans had to take it down to the wire.
Yep, for sure. For sure. Man, it's going to be a fun week, man. Buffalo coming to town on Sunday. Are we going to get Diggs? Is there going to be a Diggs media availability?
There'll be a Diggs availability at least once. Everybody has to speak at least once.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess. Okay, this isn't the question. The question is not, will Diggs say something, to insult the Bills or something? Because he won't.
He's had that chance already.
The question is, will he say anything that can be taken out of context and then people run with it?
Especially about Josh Allen.
Yes.
Who he himself said some things that he claims were taken out of context.
Whenever Josh said something nice about his own team, this is what happens in these situations. You say something nice about your own team, and people immediately interpret it as like, oh, yep, throwing shade at the old guy.
That's right.
So I think Stephon Diggs, he's going to say something nice about C.J. Stroud, and that's what's going to get interpreted and put out irresponsibly by like one of those aggregator accounts as Stephon Diggs talking smack.
For sure, for sure. We asked the question earlier in the show back in the 8 o'clock hour about, do you feel like the Stephon Diggs trade thus far is worth it? Text message. A lot of people answering on this. The only thing I've seen as a negative with the Diggs trade is just getting him integrated into the offense as a whole. However, aside from Nico, it's looked like that across the board. Is that because they're trying to incorporate Diggs, or just getting up to speed in the regular season is tough to do?
I think what was the second question?
The
second part of the question?
Yeah, they said aside from Nico, it's looked like it's been tough integrating everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that because of trying to integrate Diggs
into
things?
No, I think that I don't think they're trying to force it to Diggs whatsoever. I don't think they're just scheming or game planning to try to, other than they do for any other wide receiver. It's that when teams are going to play a lot of cover two shell, it's funny right now that for anybody of a certain age, people are acting like the cover two was just invented this year or something. Like it hasn't been a thing for the last 50 years of football. Like, it's not like there were never any good wide receivers back when teams played a lot of cover two.
Right.
But there are some things where, man, going back to having a big body guy with just good vertical speed, it's got great run after the catch, it's back to basics in some regards, and Nico is more that guy. The era of the hyper tiny dude that can exploit man coverage and everything like that, the pendulum might be swinging back the other way.
Yep.
And I think Nico is a cover two beater. Like, there's certain routes and things you can try, etc. Well, you got to take the easy stuff underneath, but then there's also guys like Nico. So, I think that's as simple as that. That Diggs has produced, Diggs has come up in some clutch moments. Some of them, was one of them erased by penalty 2 weeks ago?
Did he catch one of those? No, that was Hutchinson and Tank
Dell. So to make a point, there were times on that final drive and in that game in the second half where it was the gravitational pull of Stephon Diggs when the Bills were in zone that got other guys open.
Absolutely.
On a Gumba Wale, when he caught that check down there out in the flats, it looked like they were playing cover four, and the cornerback was just kind of shaded and creeping towards Diggs more so than he might otherwise. So there's I'm totally cool with it right now.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Monday Night Football last night. At least one of the games contributed to a trend that I don't know is best for the Texans in the AFC South. We will discuss that coming up.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.